Right now in Havana, there's an exhibition of wood carvings by the late artist Mario Sanchez. Sanchez was born in Key West. He was the grandson of Cuban immigrants, and this is the first time an American artist has been shown at the National Museum of Fine Arts in Havana in 52 years. At the same time, Cuban artists are showing their work at galleries, museums, and studios throughout Key West. Curator Nance Frank says Sanchez had always wanted to do a project like this, and even came up with its name, Una Raza, One Race.
We have so much in common, our peoples. We both believe in gender, racial, and religious equality, one human family. So why don't we do a project about that?
That's the way Frank sees Cuba, and the connection to Sanchez's work, images of all different kinds of people hanging out together on the streets in Key West. Some of the art is being shown at places that don't usually show art, the Ernest Hemingway Home, the Mel Fisher Maritime Museum, and the old Gatto Cigar Factory, now home to Monroe County Government. One of the visitors from Cuba is Maximo Gomez, a curator at the Museum of Fine Arts in Havana, and the first curator of the Hemingway Home in Cuba. This is his first visit to Key West, and so his first chance to see the Hemingway Home counterpart in the U.S.
Getting to know Key West has given me a chance to know more about Ernest Hemingway. The architectural ambiance of the Hemingway Home in Cuba is very similar to the home in Key West.
La arquitectura de Key West.
The organizers of the exchange emphasize that this project is about culture, not politics. But at least one of the artists is intent on, as he puts it,
keeping it real.
Xavier Cortada is a painter from Miami. He's Cuban-American, and he has a show at the Oldest House Museum, purportedly the oldest house in Key West. His artist statement is the text of the U.S. Constitution.
So every conversation I've had with every artist addresses brushstroke, but more importantly, it talks about Cuba, the big elephant in the room, the regime. These are wonderful, wonderful painters and thinkers, but just know that there are many wonderful painters and thinkers who aren't allowed to express themselves in Cuba.
Right as this project aims to bridge the long divide between the U.S. and Cuba, a recent survey shows most Floridians now oppose the embargo. And at the same time that people here in Key West were sipping wine and appreciating Cuban art, three young men from Cuba risked their lives to reach the Keys on windsurfers. Jed Dodds came to Key West from Baltimore about a year and a half ago. He's executive director of the Studios of Key West, which is hosting several of the Cuban artists and their work.
Obviously, due to how close we are, Key West's connection to Cuba goes back hundreds of years and is deeply ingrained in the history here. But we've also been a couple of generations cut off from Cuba. I think as somebody who's relatively new to the Keys, you feel that. And the Cuban presence here is not as strong as one might expect. And I think if we're not careful, that part of our soul and who we are could easily get ironed out.
One of the best-known Cuban artists on the trip goes only by Fabello. And his goal is simple.
Arte. Más arte.
Art. More art. I'm Nancy Klinginer in Key West.